everyone. This is John.
This is Marius.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Direct, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. There's a Nintendo Direct today.
Yay!
You guys?
What, like 3 hours ago there was one?
Yeah, 3 hours ago, East Coast time.
So we're still soaking this whole thing in right now, aren't we?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're not. This isn't like going to be a full show. This will be however long we decide to talk about this Nintendo Direct, but let's just dive right into it.
What it started like a typical Direct, really, really, who gives a shit, and then it ended with a couple of things where like, oh, that's gonna be good as fuck.
I'm not going to give a specific example, but I am going to say I'm contesting that that supposition, sir. I don't think they all open up with who gives a fuck.
I think a whole bunch of stuff in the beginning that I was like, who gives a fuck?
I think what you mean to say is like they underpromise and then overdeliver. I think they always come in with like muted expectations to be like, hey, you know, we kind of did a thing that we want you to see. It's a Metroid game.
Yeah. You know? And I think that Nintendo Directs in general, like you were saying, it always is good to go in with like low expectations, and I think they always try to set up low expectations. And I think that, you know, if that's the mindset you go in there with, they're usually all really good. But like you were saying, Wes, like there are a lot of things in here, one that we already knew about. I think there are only maybe a handful of actual new announcements. And then there was also a lot of updates, like some really cool updates, but nothing that was like, oh, here's more levels in Mario Odyssey. It was like updates that we knew were going to be happening. For example, there's more stuff coming to Animal Crossing. And this is just like an announcement of an announcement. They're like, okay, we're going to add more stuff to Animal Crossing. We're going to show you in October, and then it'll hit in November. So it wasn't like actual news. It was like telling you they're going to tell you some news later. And they did do some like some sort of tease where like there's a new section of the museum that I think might be... I've never played an Animal Crossing game before, so I don't know what it could be hinting at. But there was something that I've heard people refer to as Brewster's, some sort of like little Animal Crossing coffee shop that's been in previous games. And I think maybe they're hinting at something like that. I don't know. We'll find out in about a month when they do the Animal Crossing Direct.
Yeah, we'll see what that's about.
Any other updates that come to mind that you thought were significant or fun?
You mean like just updates or like of the scope of the entire thing?
Just updates. Knock those out.
Well, the Mario Golf stuff was nice.
The Mario Golf.
Doing Mario Golf things.
Hell yeah. I'm super excited for the Mario Golf ones because they did the New Donk City update, which me and Wes played and we talked about. I thought it was fine. But these like look like... big like legit golf courses, so they show like a brief snippets of them. New characters, no dry bones yet. So 0 out of 10.
You're heading in the right direction though, because they've got the actual Koopa.
Yeah, they got Koopa.
What is a dry bones if not a Koopa?
A skeleton Koopa. Yeah, so they just need to throw them in some lava.
Reanimated by one of those like I guess wizard guys.
Yeah, Kamek.
The blue capes.
Mm-hmm. Or a Magic Koopa, as it was known before it became a named character.
Yeah.
So, and there's one other update that I thought was significant. Oh, there's a Age of Calamity expansion pass thing that's coming on October the 29th. I don't think any of us are still playing Age of Calamity at this point.
I'd like to get back to it at some point. I enjoyed it.
I have your copy.
Oh, yeah?
And I honestly still have not played it. So, if you need it back for any reason, just let me know. But
no,
it's one of those things where I'll get around to it.
Yeah, it's the Warriors games, the ones that Tecmo Koei does, always get really backloaded with all this content. They'll probably be doing another expansion pass, you know, by the time this one is over, because they ended up adding a ton of stuff to Hyrule Warriors, and they always add a ton of stuff to these Warriors games. So we're probably just getting started with all the expanded content of this thing. So it keeps on giving.
The two scientists look pretty fun.
Oh yeah, because they weren't playable in the version of then. Yeah, they kind of like work in tandem. It was pretty cool. Good talk.
Yeah,
good talk.
That's all I got.
What else? What else you guys
Well, there's DLC for Rise.
Yeah, that's what they opened with.
Did they open with that?
Oh, yeah, they opened with the expansion for Monster Hunter Rise.
Yeah, they opened with that. Which, you know, I haven't played Rise in a long time. So.
Neither have I. I mean, you got more into it than I did.
Yeah, I may go back to it at some point. But
it can't have been that long. It was probably, like, what, June? Wasn't that, like,
March. Recently? I came out in March.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sure. What is your dog doing?
He's burrowing.
He's you're a dog, not a gopher.
He's part badger. So, yeah, I mean, I don't presume that I'm going to be getting into that either, because it seems like this is what happens with Monster Hunter games from what I've heard. I've never really played very many of them. before. But once you get once you start getting like the post game content updates, you get into like the more hardcore, needing specific builds in order to take down monsters type of fights.
Yeah, that's cool. That's when the builds matter. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is cool. Let's see. Things that I thought might be interesting for you guys. Disco Elysium's out on October the 12th.
I'm so excited for this game.
I'm excited to hear you talk about it.
Yeah, I've been wanting to play this game for like over a year now, and I just haven't bothered to get it on PC because I just don't want to play it on PC. It feels like a console game. I want to play it on a console. Mm. But yeah, this game, I'm sure you guys are aware of like all of the technical awards it swept up in terms of storytelling and everything like that. It just looks cool. It looks like it's like an action RPG if they didn't bother making you do action shit and just let you have fun building characters and doing skill tree shit and,
yeah, it's
finding out about this crazy ass story.
It's a detective game, which seems to be something that you've been into recently.
Yeah, so I hope my skill tree has a double jump, but that doesn't disqualify this from being a good game if it doesn't.
Wes, one for you, Chocobo GP.
You son of a bitch.
I saw that and I was like, oh, they're going to make Wes race chocobos for 100 hours again. It's going to be so great.
You played any of these before?
No, I have not.
Final Fantasy VII.
Talking about Final Fantasy VII game Knights of the Round, where I breeded a shit ton of chocobos.
So in Final Fantasy VII, there's this mini game where you have to race chocobos, and doing so like allows you to upgrade and breed chocobos of different colors, which have different skills from the overworld map. Some can fly, some can walk on water, etc. And you have to get a very high level one in order to get like this end game summon. And Wes did it. He put himself through it.
I legit did it.
Wow.
And this racing game.
The summer was awesome. But.
And for further context, this racing game is insufferable. It is the worst racing game in Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Chocobo GP, I mean, there's...
It's Mario Kart. It's Mario Kart with Final Fantasy characters.
It's hilarious because I was like looking at it. I was like, oh, look, it's Mario Kart 9. Except it's not. It's Final Fantasy.
Who is it? Is it done by the same people as Mario Kart? Or?
No. I think Square Enix is doing this one in-house.
Okay.
Because I saw Steiner and I saw Vivi, who might just be a black mage. So, you know, it looks like it's got a wide variety of Final Fantasy characters.
I saw Rama.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There's some big purple guy, but he was briefly on screen. I couldn't place him.
Hmm.
Well, maybe this looks so fucking derivative.
Right? I mean, it's even got like the question blocks that, you know, you like build up, you can collect more and more and build up your more powerful spells.
The brass balls of Square Enix, who has been like keeping some of their best content away from Nintendo to be like, hey guys, we made a game.
You know what? That's a really good point. Fuck them. Like, all of like their top shelf stuff is never on Nintendo systems.
Yeah.
Even though I do really like Octopath Traveler and Bravely Default, I really like these games. But you don't see like the newest installment of Final Fantasy on Nintendo systems. But yet they're like, hey, they haven't done a Mario Kart in like 5 years. Maybe we should. Let's just do one. Fuck them.
I don't want to be like this looks like a Wii game or something. But like, these graphics do not live up to the most recent Mario Kart.
I think it still looks fine.
It looks fine, but it looks unimpressive. Mm. It looks like this is what you're doing. Like, of all of the things that you could have spent your time doing, Square Enix. Like, this is going on other consoles, right? This isn't just like for
now. No, this is Switch exclusive.
Oh, wow. They are wasting our fucking time.
Wham! So, I'm not gonna lie. If I had people to play these kind of games with outside of YouTube, because I'm only here, we don't play racing games, I probably would grab it. It looks cool.
To your point about the visuals, I think it also has very much to do with the audience they're going for. Like, Ripley and Mika wouldn't give a shit what this game looks like. Ripley and Mika have actually been playing, you know, a decent amount of Cruise and Blast, which is not a good looking game. I don't think it looks terrible either, but it's not impressive. It's probably running on 7 year old.
But Cruise and Blast ain't trying to step on Nintendo's toes of like,
because it is a Nintendo
game. A known commodity they make.
It's bad. That's a pure ripoff.
Maybe this is like them setting up another Mario Hoops 3-on-3. they're like, hey, we're gonna work together again. Look, we can make your games.
Yeah. Well, that's not the only Square Enix game on here, right?
It's true.
Wait, were they involved in that weird card game, too?
They are involved in that weird card game, which looks really fucking cool. I'm really into that weird card game.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like Hearthstone.
I got the name written down right here.
It's confusing as fuck.
Voice of the Cards. It's out October 28th. There's a demo, so I'll be reporting back once I get through that demo.
I actually was planning on getting that demo, too.
Because, yeah, I mean, it looks exactly my type of thing. There's cards, and there's turn-taking battles, and end of list. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You're not into card games.
I like card games, yeah.
When was the last time you played a card game?
SteamWorld Quest.
Well, that was a little while ago.
It was a couple years.
Yeah.
Slay the Spire looks cool. I haven't gotten around to that one yet,
though. I do have Slay the Spire.
Yeah. Bat and Kaidos. You know, 20 years ago on the game.
But this is like a straight card game, not like those kind of games where it's like
it's RPG. A gay, you could element. Be a gay card game. You don't know.
What the? I'm not one to judge one's preferences, all right?
You sound a little judgy, that's all I'm saying.
Eh.
I don't know. It looks cool. I'm in.
What else? So,
Knights of the Old Republic. Anybody care? Anyone want to play a 20-year-old Xbox game?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. I think that came by its reputation. I know mm-hmm. a lot of people really did like it when it happened. I don't necessarily care. I mean, it's one of those things, if I ever see it's on sale for like $19, it's that style of game I like a lot, action RPGs and shit, where you're building characters and stuff. So, and I like the Star Wars thing, you know?
Hmm.
So that would be fun.
I was hoping you guys would be more interested, because I'm not interested either. I don't care about this game.
I got a friend of mine who probably creamed his pants watching that.
It's funny because, you know, when a game isn't particularly great looking, like a Cruise and Blast or a Chocobo GP, it's funny because you always get the like the common, I don't know, insult is like, oh, it looks like a PS2 game, and now like some of these GameCube and Xbox games are getting ported and up-res to Switch, and you actually get some context of what a PS2 game or an Xbox game or GameCube game looks like. And this game looks bad, but I'm able to put it within the context of, yeah, it's bad because it's a port of a 15-year-old Xbox game. It's fine.
You, it is just a port.
Yeah.
Right? This is not a remaster in any capacity. They're not trying to improve it in any way.
Right. They probably up-resed it. That's about it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, if I can't imagine what they're charging.
Hmm. Maybe it might be $19.99.
I would hope.
Because I think it's digital only.
Like, the Diablo Resurrected, which I got today. Oh my god, it's wonderful. It's $39.99. Like, and it looks fucking fantastic.
Mm.
It's so cool.
Looking forward to hearing more about that next week.
I've literally played it for like a hot 30 minutes, and it's a game I played for 20 years. It's literally the game I played 20 years ago, so I shouldn't, you know, go on too much about it, but I digress. Moving on.
There's the other Square Enix game was Triangle Strategy, which they have neglected to rename. Which, of course, they didn't rename it. They called Project Octopath Traveler Octopath Traveler. And now they're calling Project Triangle Strategy, name not final, in parentheses. So
this is going to be Triangle
Strategy. They're going to call it Triangle Strategy. That's what the game is going to be called. Mm-hmm. But it looks really good. And it's out March 4th.
It does.
Yeah.
It actually does. It looks better than my original trailer, obviously.
Done. Yeah. Yeah. And the demo, you know, because that was, it'll be almost a year since they released a demo for that by the time the game comes out.
So I had that demo downloaded, but I have not played it yet.
I downloaded the demo, and I played like 1.5 of the missions. I think there were only like 2, maybe 3 missions. But I never finished the demo. But, you know, the save progress is going to carry over. Did they deliver?
Three sides?
Yeah, there are...
Strategic in some capacity?
Yeah, there's strategies, and they often involve like a triangle of three. Like Pokemon Elemental Affinity sort of thing. Like, you know. Yeah.
I hope that they call it... Like, they when they announce the name, it's trolly as fuck, and it's like Triforce Samus.
I mean, they're already doing Mario Kart, right? So...
They would push 10,000 units on just having Samus in the name.
Speaking of Samus, updated Metroid Dread. I mean, they've been doing a lot of Metroid Dread trailers and updates and stuff, so... This is kind of a reminder trailer that it exists, and you should buy it, and it does exist, and I am going to buy it. You guys in for Metroid Dread?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. No,
who isn't? Like, that game looks for real.
You son of a bitch.
It does look good, but every single time I buy a Metroid game, I play not even half of it, and then I move on to other stuff. Like, I just...
Something but that's about every, me... That's I can, every game that you own. That's every
I'm actually game. Burning through games now.
Which ones?
I put a good chunk in... Nexomon.
Uh-huh, Nexomon. Terrible shit. It's not done yet, though. You haven't finished it.
No, it's not, but I did finish Monster Hunter Rise.
I am excited to hear about Nexomon.
Not Rise, Story.
Uh-huh.
Monster Hunter Stories, I finished that. Well, I mean, lately. I'm playing through Borderlands again.
Okay.
Because they announced a new Borderlands game that looks fucking amazing.
So have you finished it?
A game you already beat.
I have beaten it before, but I'm playing through it again so I can go through the DLC that I never played.
Okay.
So I'm working on that. See, I'm working on games right now, and I'm sticking with them.
Burning through. I'm burning through that one game that you listed.
Eat a dick. I got nothing here.
Did you do the Dragon Keep one?
That's the one I haven't done. That's why I'm doing this.
It's so, so good. It really is good. It's
worth the new time. Borderlands game that they announced is called Tiny Tina's Wonderland. It's that DLC expanded into a full game.
Oh, that's
going to be so looks so fucking good.
It's a super cathartic, too. Like, there is an out-of-nowhere, like, oh my god, dusty room moments where it's like, you're kidding me. You're actually pulling out the feels right now, aren't you? Like, oh, it's great. And the combat is so much fun. Yeah. Like, I'm interested to hear what you think of it. Like,
oh my god, I cannot wait. It's coming out in March.
Yeah.
And I gotta get through this Dragon's Keep, because I just want to. Tiny Tina is one of my favorite characters in games, period.
Yeah.
So I gotta... I'm all pumped.
Cool. Got
dusted off my Necromancer.
Nice.
Because that's the best class.
That is a fun class.
There were a couple of games, some revivals of old classics that just got shadow dropped today. Like, there's the Castlevania Advance Collection.
That looks really cool.
It is really cool. Yeah, those games, Circle of the Moon, Aria of Sorrow, Harmony of Dissonance, and Dracula X, which is, I think, the first time has been... I might be speaking out of turn there. It is a game that was not originally released on the Super Nintendo in North America, but it's a sort of a remake or reimagining of Rondo of Blood, which was out on the Genesis. I think it might have been available digitally in North America previously.
Well, it also comes with a digital version of Dead and Loving It.
Yes.
The Liam Neeson vehicle.
Leslie Neeson.
Oh, excuse me.
Nielsen.
I got through Pokemon. Screw you. I forgot that.
Two games.
Through Pokemon again.
It's really cool that that's coming back. I think it's $19.99 on the eShop, so very cool that those games I was hoping that they'd have the DS games, the DS remakes on there. Well, not the remakes, but the DS. There's three DS games in the Castlevania series that came out after those GBA ones. I was hoping it'd be a more inclusive collection, but maybe those DS ones will come out another point. They would have to do some additional work because they used two screens. Some of them used the touchscreen functionality, so a bit of a tougher port. And also, there's a remake of ActRaiser that is out today.
That's wild because the graphics were perfect. They didn't need to do this.
They didn't need to improve the game at all. I think like the one thing that they needed to improve was like maybe a hint system, because there were parts of that game were a bit obtuse. Because you get like further into the game, you actually had to backtrack to previous levels.
Town building stuff looked great though. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, I take that back. Half of the game doesn't need to change in graphics.
Mm.
The other half can have an overhaul with the town building shit.
But I think we talked about that one back on the Super Nintendo show way back in the day, because that was an earlier Super Nintendo game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, very cool.
When they first did that, I thought that they were going to go into, not Demon's Souls, Demon's Crest.
Yeah, I thought that too.
It felt like they were about to drop us into that, which I was like, oh my god, what are they doing?
Where is this going? The dragons and the gothic castle, I was like, this is Demon's Crest. They're totally going
to... Yeah, that was a curveball.
Yeah.
It's cool to see them doing something with it though. Like, I'm not writing it off.
I mean, this was a really Square Enix heavy show. There's a lot from Square in this one. Let's see, we've got some release date information. Rune Factory 5 is out March 22nd. I'm probably the only one who gives a shit about that, and I really don't give that much of a shit. I probably won't be getting it because Triangle Strategy is out like a few weeks before. Splatoon 3, they showed a lot more Splatoon 3. That one's still 2022. No real solid release date yet. Bayonetta 3. Guys?
I still need to play through 1 and 2. Played through them.
They're good. They're really good.
I like her confidence.
I do too.
She seems like she is a riot. She seems like she's a very fun character to be around.
She's a very fun character.
Yeah. Yeah, she's sitting there dancing as she's commanding her giant monsters to fight.
Right. A whole like city is being ruined. She's grooving. There's the opening scene in the second one. She's just wearing like this huge sun hat.
Yeah.
Just walking around the city. Like, it is of course ridiculous, but you know, it takes a confident person to pull off that hat, and she does.
She's dressed a little bit more modest than she typically has been.
I mean, I suppose.
Not the low cut.
You know, a lot of people
boots swinging everywhere.
A lot of people talk about Waldo and Carmen Sandiego as being like, they are a dream couple. They should have been together forever from the beginning, you know? What about like Travis Touchdown and the chick from Bayonetta?
Totally.
Like, they seem like they're kindred spirits in a lot of ways.
I'd support this.
I think there's a sort of a gracefulness to Bayonetta that Travis touched on just an obnoxious dweeb.
Yeah, that's the charm.
Right, which is why we
she
like
wears
him.
Glasses. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, she's a total dork. Yes. But yeah, that'd be... those games are kind of the kindred spirits in that they're really bombastic. And they're set pieces and this, like, the sort of narrative beats that they take. Yeah.
Let's see.
Nintendo 64 games and Sega Genesis games coming to Nintendo Switch Online.
I feel like there's a big thing you haven't talked about yet. The Kirby game? Were you going to bring that up?
I was going to bring up the Kirby game, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I felt like you were moving like through what you thought was in order.
He's going in a weird order. Like, he's dressing.
I'm glancing down at my notes. Did we talk about that yet? Nope. Cool. Moving
okay.
to that.
Oh, okay. Well, then bury the lead. You wanted to talk about N64 games.
I think they're going to do like further details because they're going to change the price structure. And yes. What I assume is going to happen is going to be a price increase, and eventually they're going to phase out the old one. I'm just speculating on that point. Because they're calling it like Nintendo Switch Online plus Expansion Pass. I think that especially for the normies, having different tiers to the sort of things that you get would be confusing. So I'm thinking, and again, depending on how long the Switch sticks around at this point, I think like we might see the older version go away within the next year or two.
Yeah, and I'm imagining it's not going to be too much of a tack on. Probably like an extra, because again, it's an annual thing, so probably for $10 seems
maybe.
Reasonable. Like,
maybe.
It should be worth it.
I literally just re-upped my nephew's account, and it was $19, so it's like it's really not that big of a expenditure.
Right. So I'm actually been doing month to month for a long time now. It's like $4 a month. I don't even notice the charge, but I think when they do the new version, the expansion pass to this, I'll probably just switch to an annual.
Yeah. And like the N64 lineup looks pretty good. Literally a game we'll be talking about a little bit in tennis. Mario Tennis.
Mario Tennis
in the mix.
Yep.
You know, you get Ocarina of Time. Mario 64 is a big one.
Is Ocarina there? I saw Majora's.
Ocarina isn't from day one. Ocarina, yeah.
Okay.
And then Majora's Mask is the one coming
later. They
said
it would come out later.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to have those on system like that. Like, I don't have a way to play those anymore.
Like, one thing, like Sin and Punishment is actually, I think, there from day one. That's such a Japan only game. It came out in North America on the Wii Virtual Console and hasn't been available since, which means it's not currently available.
You kind of like that game, right?
Yeah, Sin and Punishment's an okay game. And then the other one was like, when they were showing the games coming soon, they showed Banjo-Kazooie, which is a Rare game, which means Microsoft owns it. So it kind of like opens up the possibility to maybe more Rare games ending up on the system at some point.
I am highly against them milking more money out of people by selling these stupid wireless controllers.
I mean,
oh my god, stop selling us hardware like that. Like, who's asking for a wireless Nintendo 64 controller?
Maybe someone that's lost like their thumb and their pinky in like a fireworks accident, and they just really need that Genesis setup with the three buttons in a row all by themselves.
You might be surprised. Swing by the Discord group every now and then.
Seriously?
And there are people legitimately like interested in having an N64 controller to play these N64 games. I am stunned that what they showed, that analog stick, looks exactly like an N64 analog stick.
Why? Fix it.
Right, they should have just done a better analog stick, and they should be ashamed of themselves for not.
They should. They totally should.
You'll notice that he was gripping the Genesis controller with his full hand, but he was trying to make as little skin touch the N64. He was like holding it with the tips of his
fingers. Probably because it burned his skin. It's like holding a hot coal. Except the hot coal is slightly more comfortable.
It would have been better if it was just sitting on a shelf behind him while I was holding this.
It's over there. Look at it.
And he has, like, tongs to pick it up.
Don't you want to buy this thing, you dorks? And plenty of people do. I don't know. I'm interested to see what the sort of enthusiasm is. Because, for example, where I'm going with this is that when they did the NES and the Super Nintendo ones, they were just basically extra controllers that you could slide on the rails as if they were Joy-Cons. And you got two of them. But this N64 one and this Genesis ones, you get one. For $50.
Oh.
And the big thing about these N64 games, a big thing they made a point to say was that, like, hey, it's got all this multiplayer stuff. You can play locally. You can play online with all this multiplayer stuff. So if you want to play some things locally, you're going to be dropping a lot of money for all these extra controllers. But
we can still use the regular ones.
Right. That's the other thing. Like you will probably be able to use any Switch controller.
So. I'd be using my Pro. Like I'm not touching
like,
that.
Like a good person should.
Yeah.
Not that you are a good person. You're a bad person. Mm-hmm. But you can act like a good person.
I'm the fucking worst. I know.
Can we get to the Genesis Kirby. Content?
Oh, yeah, sure, Genesis.
Fucking Echo the Dolphin.
Echo the
Finally,
Dolphin.
Finally, for real, we've all been waiting for this, right?
We have.
I know I've been waiting. Shinobi 3, right? We get that.
Phantasy Star 4.
Ninja Gaiden or whatever.
Streets of Rage 2.
Oh, this is... I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think I'm more excited about the Genesis content than I am the Nintendo content that they're adding on as a part of this.
I think there are a wider variety of Genesis games that I'm excited to see, but, you know...
I think they're like the
top tier N64 games. I think are better games, but there's sure. a wider appealing library.
A lot of these games are probably coming to this system for the first time, right? Mm. Like, or to Nintendo as a whole for the first time, right?
No, because actually, they might not even be the first time they're on the Switch because there's a Genesis Collection cartridge.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's got a lot of these things on there already. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's actually going to be a new release. In this first wave, we'll see what happens.
We just need the Zeldas. I'm the entire reason why I'd be getting this is Zeldas. Mm. And everything else I can give a fuck about. Like, I there's even Pokemon Snap on there. I'm excited about the Zeldas.
Pokemon Snap's coming soon.
Yeah, it's not out yet.
Yeah, not immediately.
Pokemon Snap's coming though.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Let's Kirby. Go Kirby. It looks really cool. I'm excited to see.
It's the cutest post-apocalypse you've ever seen.
It looks like Kirby meets Mario Odyssey.
Yep, that's exactly. When they first started showing it, I thought it looked a lot like Mario, and I thought like maybe it was expanded content, because I didn't think they'd be announcing a Mario game in the middle of a Direct that seems like a show opener or a show closer.
They did
like
mention Mario, though.
Yeah, wasn't there something in there that was tangentially related to Mario?
Let's get through Kirby first.
Was there?
Yeah, I thought there was like something in it that was a... not like, it wasn't like Goombas or something, was it? I'm trying to think. Anyway... go on.
But yeah, Kirby looks like it's using a lot of the Mario Odyssey engine. They're building on that. And even like a lot of the things that Kirby does is behaving a lot like how Mario does with Cappy, with like the transformations and the different powers and stuff. So it seems like a logical fit to then take some of the ideas they had for Mario Odyssey and then put Kirby in there and make this 3D platformer. It does look more like platforming than a Kirby game usually would, because Kirby, you know, typically over the past couple decades has been side scroller, and the platforming has been, you know, very let's say modest, very simplistic platforming. But yeah, this game looks legit. It looks really cool, and it's out spring next year. So we got like another 6 months.
This looks like a Kirby game that we should have gotten years ago, and I'll explain that statement. It looks like a game that people of wider range of ages are going to enjoy than what people have of the other Kirby games were pretty much...
And it's also probably the first time in a long time that it's an ambitious project with Kirby. Because Kirby, you know, it's an experimental series in like the sorts of genres it dabbles in, but it's never like a big game. They're not ever doing anything like super bold with Kirby, and it looks like this is at least a step toward, you know, like we want to do something bigger with this character. But what's the Mario thing? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fucking movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the last thing in my notes. There's a Mario feature film. Miyamoto came out to talk about it. I don't know, what do you guys...
That's surprising to get these kind of actors in it. Like, what the shit?
Really?
I don't think it's that surprising. This really? Is like a huge.
There's a lot of like pretty big names there.
I got the cast here. It's going to be Chris Pratt as Mario.
So let's do our try to like mimic our reactions to when we were watching. So Chris Pratt as Mario. My reaction was
I was really confused.
He's not who jumps to mind, and it made me think this could be the worst cast ever.
Mm.
When I first heard that name, where I was like, they're just going for the biggest star they could nab.
But then.
Well, this list says, I don't think it was the order, but Charlie Day will be Luigi.
Oh.
Which is perfect.
I support this, even though I don't hear both of them doing the voices right. Like,
oh,
Mario's like, it's me, Mario. Like, how is Chris Pratt doing that?
They're not. They're not doing that. It doesn't make any sense. They're just doing their voices. Yeah. I think, like, Also, like, maybe Jack Black, who's Bowser, he might put on some sort of voice.
I think he'd be fine. I think that'd be great. It's Jack Black.
But yeah. I don't think they're trying to do, like, video game versions of these characters' voices. I think they're going to be themselves.
Well, the Bowsers that I remember from the games sound more like fucking Jabba the Hutt.
Mm.
They don't really have... They don't sound like Jack Black.
Right.
Like, he has a very distinct, unique voice. But, I don't know. Yeah, I'm interested to see what all of these.
So this is gonna be like a Detective Pikachu kind of thing
over here. Yeah. Well, Anya Taylor Joy.
I don't know who that is.
She was in Queen's Gambit recently.
She's also Magic and New Mutants.
Yeah, she's been like all over the place recently. I'm sure you'd recognize.
So when they were like Chris Pratt as Mario, I was like, oh, and then when like Anya Taylor Joy as Peach, like, go on. Just pick it up here.
Yeah, Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be Toad.
Yeah.
That's a great pickup. He's awesome.
It was really, really great.
That's pretty cool.
And again, this is establishing the fact that there could be like a Nintendo cinematic universe because we get Cranky Kong.
Yeah, Cranky Kong.
Portrayed by Donkey Fred Armisen.
Yep.
So that's great.
Who's DK?
It didn't say, or at least this list doesn't say.
They said in the...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, Seth Rogen.
Yeah,
Rogen's Donkey Kong.
That's right.
Yeah, so... Again, great voice. He's got a really good voice. I don't know how well he'll portray.
Donkey Kong doesn't talk, though.
He does talk.
Does talk?
I thought there was an animated series of Donkey Kong.
I was not aware of this. I mean,
you could make an argument like none of these characters talk. Like,
well, I would think the two plumbers and the princess talk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they probably will in this
people.
Movie.
They're people.
They have the capability of speaking, sure.
Yeah.
But Donkey Kong also ties a tie, so...
Well, he was a very advanced gorilla.
Oh, Wes, get this. Jack Black is also lending his voice to Claptrap for the upcoming Borderlands film.
Sweet.
So he's
There's a Borderlands film coming?
Apparently.
What the fuck?
Apparently. Jack Black, he's in movies.
He sure is.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about Borderlands.
Remember that movie Jackal where he got his arm blown off?
Oh, yeah.
That was a thing that happened to him. Huh?
I mean,
he was having a day.
What is that reference? Holy shit. You referenced Jackal of all things.
I'm just glad you guys did.
Hey, guys, remember Kangaroo Jack? That was a movie that existed once.
Do you know who directed that?
Go on.
Well, we'll talk about it in the retro show.
Okay, good.
Bury the Lead, we'll talk about it in the retro show.
Cool. Anything else about this direct that we need to get to before we finish out here? I think we cover most of the major points.
No.
I think that I wonder how they felt about doing this, where they were like, this is our biggest mistake ever. We made a biggest mistake ever in making a live action Super Mario film, and now we're going to do it again. We're going to fuck this whole thing up.
And dare I say, the cast looks just as good.
Yeah.
Great cast in that first
one. Bob Hoskins was amazing.
Dennis Hopper.
I wish this was a live action. I would love to see Charlie Day dress as Luigi right around.
They'd have to use some forced perspective, because I don't think Charlie Day's as tall as Chris Pratt.
No. I'd actually love to see John Leguizamo back in the mix. I don't care what he's playing.
He could be Yoshi.
Yeah, perfect Yoshi. There you go. Well, no.
Yoshi doesn't talk. Yoshi doesn't fucking talk.
You can have Alan Tudyk is a really good voice actor.
That's true.
And who's the guy that does like all of the animals and stuff, like in everything?
Andy Serkin?
No. He was like the voice of. He was both the voice of Abu and Raja.
Oh,
he was the voice of Nibbler.
You've mentioned his voice a couple of times. I can't remember.
Can't remember his name either. Yeah. He strictly does animal voices, and he's really good at it.
Mm.
But at any rate, like that's whatever.
Cool.
That's cool. It's nice to see that they finally are trying to shake off the bad mojo from the first Mario movie and make another one.
Talk about that movie. It was a gem.
It's rough, man. It's really... It's not even, like, enjoyably bad. It's just bad.
I think it's enjoyably bad.
Yeah.
That's a different show. All right. That's it for this direct. Thumbs up for me. I think it's an A-OK direct.
Thumbs up.
You guys good?
They did great.
Cool. The end.
See ya.